Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It is the day that Star Wars has been released and the big fans have already seen it in the midnight screenings. And our man who watched it on our behalf is here with the first review you will hear on The Hot Breakfast. Good morning, Steele Saunders.
Good morning, Seb. It is a great day to be a Star Wars fan.
He's looking a little bleary-eyed, Lawrence Mooney. Went to the midnight session.
I haven't slept since I last talked to you guys yesterday morning.
Wow. So. It's been a busy program, Steele. Okay, The Force Awakens, it's had great reviews. Where do you place it in the whole lexicon of the Star Wars films?
Well, it's going to take a while to digest, but it's definitely in the top four.
Okay.
And that's where it needs to be.
Yep, because we know the bottom three.
Do you think the bottom three are getting even more poorly reviewed as time goes on? Because I seem to feel at the time that it swung around by the time Revenge of the Sith came out that we thought, okay, it's made good on The Phantom Menace. But now it seems that everybody wraps that that sort of initial trilogy, the second trilogy, chronologically, as all being bad.
Because you're a real Attack of the Clones kind of a guy, aren't you, Seb?
I think over time, I think maybe people have softened. And now I think with the new movies, it's sort of a bit more diluted, so we don't have to like rest on them so much.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, Police Academy 6 wasn't that good, but it was made up with Mission to Moscow.
So with spoiler alert, give us a review.
I'm not going to ruin it for anyone. And just if you are into Star Wars, if you want to see the film, stay off the internet because there is going to be some big spoilers out there today. It was fantastic. It was very nostalgic with the original characters coming back. And I tell you what it is, Lawrence, it is funny. Chewbacca and Han Solo, for the last 30 years, have been working a few open mics on Tatooine, working on this double act. But it was lots of laughs. It was really good.
Can I ask the question that the original fans of the original trilogy will want to know? How much of the film are the original characters in? Is it sort of a nod to them with some cameos, or do they actually form part of the plot? We're talking Han Solo, Leia, Chewbacca.
I will say there is lots of Han Solo and Chewbacca.
Okay.
And they're in great form.
All right.
And it was mesmerizing to see Han Solo back on the Millennium Falcon. Like, Harrison Ford is just, he is just dripping charisma all over the galaxy.
You are so in love with Harrison Ford after he gave you love advice for your upcoming wedding this Saturday, and you've stared into his dreamy blue eyes. Are you going to start corresponding with him, Steele?
I am going to do my best. I will be sending a lot of correspondence. I'm not sure what I'm going to get back, but just some warm memories. Once Harrison's touched your shoulder, Lawrence, you never go back.
Your life changed. Well, we should have thrown that into the last talkback topic. A lot of Star Wars references around today, Steele. And our newsreader, Nicole Gunn, is a bit of a Star Wars fan. She was there at midnight last night. And we have noticed that there's a certain flavour creeping into her weather reports this morning.
Right now, 17 degrees at Chewbacca's Marsh. Right now, it's 17 degrees at Princess Leilor. Right now, it's 19 degrees in May the Force Be With Q. Right now, it's 20 degrees in Wookiee Yalik. Right now, it's 23 degrees in C-3PO Linda.
Such a big fan, Nicole Gunn should change her name this week to Nicole Blaster.
That's a very good point. Well, she was there with the dressed up. Did you go in costume last night?
I just went as a very excited nerd, and I nailed the outfit.
Have you lived your life by the Jedi code, Steele Saunders? Because a lot of your generation, you know, who saw Star Wars and, you know, want to put themselves as Jedis in censuses and what have you, they live by the Jedi code. Are you a Jedi?
I have never filled in Jedi on the census, but I do think there is a good message about power and using it correctly, helping those less fortunate.
I think it's a bit like The Secret, actually, the Jedi and the Sith code, because it comes down to what sort of personality are you? Are you somebody who gets strength from doing the right thing? Mm-hmm. Or are you somebody that gets strength from being evil and you know, hurting others? And that's sort of the split between personalities.
I certainly live on the dark side, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we've take a lot of pleasure in the,
gee, there's no the suffering of others. There.
No. Exactly. Well, check out your podcast, of course, Steel Wars.
Yeah, Steel Wars, steelwars.com. You can get it on iTunes at Steel Wars, or there's a free iPad and iPhone app. And the review episode just went up. We've got Paul Dempsey, we've got Ben Gillies, and if you want to hear previous interviews, we've got Leonard Moulton.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there's some good stuff. It's like comedians talking about Star Wars and having a good time with it.
Steel
so
Saunders,
it
ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.